Now, will you notice, and we move on down into this 16th chapter here, we find in the 6th and 30th year of the reign of Asa, Baasha, king of Israel, came up against Judah and built Ramah to the intent that he might let none go out or come in to Asa, king of Judah. In other words, Baasha wanted to keep his people in his own kingdom up there and didn't want them to go down into Israel, that is, into Judah, where there was a revival going on. Now we are told, verse 2, then Asa brought out silver and gold out of the treasures of the house of the Lord and of the king's house and sent to Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, that dwelt at Damascus, saying, there is a league between me and thee, as there was between my father and thy father. Behold, I have sent thee silver and gold. Go break thy league with Baasha, king of Israel, that he may depart from me. And Ben-Hadad hearkened unto King Asa, sent the captains of his armies against the city of Israel. And so the thing that happened was this. Verse 6, then Asa the king took all Judah, and they carried away the stones of Ramah, the timber thereof, wherewith Baasha was building, and he built therewith Geba and Mizpah. Here is this man now, that when Israel became a very formidable enemy, why, he turned to a former ally that they had had, Ben-Hadad, king of Syria. And what did that indicate? Well, God sent a prophet to Asa to rebuke him. Verse 7, now chapter 16 of 2 Chronicles. And at that time Hanani, the seer, came to Asa, king of Judah, and said unto him, because thou hast relied on the king of Syria, and not relied on the Lord thy God, therefore is the host of the king of Syria escaped out of thine hand. Were not the Ethiopians and the Lubans a huge host, with very many chariots and horsemen? Yet because thou didst rely on the Lord, he delivered them into thine hand. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong in behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Herein thou hast done foolishly. Therefore, from henceforth, thou shalt have wars. Now, God judges Asa for what? For lack of faith. And the third bridge I think we have to cross to revival is faith. Faith in God. Not faith in methods. Not faith in a man. Not faith in a church. Not faith in a system. Not faith in an organization, but faith in God. Now notice this, there was civil war between Baasha, king of Israel, and he came up against Asa. Now Asa turned to Ben-Hadad of Syria, the ancient enemy. And this man, as Hanani reminded him, he says, you have evidence from God that God will deliver you. And he reminds him of the two instances in the past when the Ethiopians and the Lubans came up against him. God delivered them into his hand. Now, this man, at this moment, there's a lack of faith. You see, it's not only one act of faith that saves us. That's important. That's what justification by faith is. The moment that you put your trust in Christ, you're saved. But, my friend, we're to live by faith. Paul, you remember, says in Romans 1:16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. And then he uses one of the strangest expressions that, frankly, that is imaginable. He says, for therein is a righteousness of God revealed out of faith to faith, or from faith to faith. Now, what does he mean by from faith to faith? He means you're saved by faith and you're to live by faith. And I think very candidly, the eyes of the Lord, he says here, running to and fro in the earth. God's looking for a man today who will believe him, or a woman who will believe him. By the way, would you like to be that person who would believe God? Not become a fanatic, but on good, solid testimony, believe God. Well, you couldn't even come to him and please him without faith, because without faith, it is impossible to please him. And we today have a great company of witnesses. We're compassed about, the writer to the Hebrews says in 12:1, by a great cloud of witnesses. Now, because of that, let us run with patience the race that is set before, laying aside the sin. What sin is it? Unbelief. Let's not only be saved by faith, friends, let's live by it. You know, many of us live like agnostics, and yet we're, I think, saved folks. Will you notice this? Verse 10, then Asa was wroth with the seer, put him in a prison house, for he was in a rage with him because of this thing, and Asa oppressed some of the people at the same time. Now, this is amazing. This man would not accept that rebuke. Why? He didn't believe it. He didn't believe God either. And he had no real faith and dependence on God. Living without God means actually spiritual death for us. There's no way in the world for us to be used of God. Now, will you notice? God struck him with a disease. And you will notice in verse 12, and Asa in the 39th year of his reign was diseased in his feet, until his disease was exceeding great, yet in his disease he sought not to the Lord, but to the physicians. Now I want you to notice that. Now his disease became serious. His case was critical. And there's nothing wrong in going to the doctor. That's not the point. The writer here says he didn't turn to God in all of this. And I think it's just as important for a believer to go to God when you get sick as it is to call the doctor. I not only believe that, I think I'm a walking proof of that today. It's wrong in not going to God. It wasn't that there's something wrong in going to the doctor. There was something wrong in not going to God. He didn't turn to God at this time. May I say, when it was discovered that I had cancer, I went to I think he's the finest cancer specialist in Southern California, in our entire area. And I love the man. He's certainly done wonders for me. But he himself said it was God healed me. He's a Christian. He very candidly says that. And it's a remarkable case. Now, I'm not completely healed. I still have it. It's a misnomer to say I've been healed. But the spots have disappeared. But the point I want to make is that immediately when it was discovered I had it, I not only went to the doctor, I went to God in prayer. I tell you. And I not only did that, I went on this radio. And on every station we were on at the time, I said, the friends, pray for me. And I didn't go to a faith healer. I went to God with it. I went to the great physician. My friend, I feel that there are two things when you get sick you ought to do. You ought to call the doctor, and you ought to call upon God. And did you know that there was a man that I think he's probably one of the most practical men that we have in the Bible? You know that's what he said to do? He says, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him. And that's one thing, prayer. And then anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Now, that word anoint there is not the word that is ceremonial. This is not religious act. This is medicinal. Let him anoint him with oil. In other words, James says when you get sick, ask for prayer and call a doctor. And there's nothing quite as practical as that. My beloved. Now, the difficulty with Asa was he called a doctor. He didn't call upon God. Now, here's a man that has experienced revival, and yet he's not walking with God here. He's not believing God. My friends, there must be faith in God. Faith in God that takes our problems, our difficulties to the Lord, and turns them over to Him and accept whatever answer He gives us. Because he hears and answers prayer, but he hears it and answers his way. And you can be sure of one thing. If you turn it over to him, you're going to get his will. And if you get his will, you get the best answer that you can get. In fact, lots better than sometimes we pray the prayer. Now, will you notice? And Asa slept with his fathers, and he died in the 41st year of his reign. And they buried him in his own sepulchres, which he had made for himself in the city of David, and laid him in the bed which was filled with sweet odors, divers kinds of spices prepared by the apothecary's art, and they made a very great burning for him. They burned a lot of candles for him. Now, may I say this is Asa. It was a touch of revival.